Since the 1959 revolution in Cuba, the world has seen limited images from the island. Now, a new exhibition called Shifting Tides at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art shows Cuba through the eyes of three generations of Cuban artists. Some of them were able to attend the opening. And as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the photographs defy the stereotypes of art from socialist and authoritarian countries.
Right there on your left as you walk into the first gallery is the one Cuban photograph everyone knows, the revolutionary icon Che Guevara, with beard and beret, brooding eyes focused on the horizon. The surprisingly small picture by the photographer known as Corda has been copied on posters and silkscreened on T-shirts. But in this show, there are very few works that bear any resemblance to it in style or subject. That came as a surprise to curator Tim Ride when he first saw the range of Cuban photography at a show in Havana 4 years ago.
Well, I guess what I expected to see was what we all expect from, quote, photography from a socialist country, and that is, you know, socialist realist work, black and white, documentary, a clear agenda.
Instead, says Ride, he found that even in the years immediately following the revolution, when artists did pursue a traditional socialist realist agenda, they documented the struggles of the workers in a way that was neither heroic nor romantic. For example, the black and white photos of sugarcane cutters by Enrique de la Hoz don't make the work look all that ennobling.
Sounds very harsh. It's hard work, and the landscape is quite flat.
De La Hoz says he was hired by the government to document the sugarcane harvest of 1970, which they hoped would set a record. But what his photographs capture is not the government's agenda, but the pure frenzied motion of the work, with the canes of sugar just long dark smudges as they fly from the cutter's hands.
Photography is lots about motion. The composition must be very dynamic. There's a time component in photography, and you must give that.
For the past 20 years, Cuban photographers have been turning away from the documentary toward a more personal vision. The exhibition contains several pieces by José Manuel Force, who uses old family pictures and nostalgic collages. A series of 9 photographs by Rogelio López are surrealistic, delicately tinted composite images. Each begins with the rails of a swimming pool ladder going down into the water, but just ahead there's always an obstacle, a reef, a forest, or a vintage American car standing on the surface of the water. Overall, the show gives the impression that the government has not placed severe restrictions on either artistic style or content. Some of the works contain nudity, social criticism, references to drugs. But this impression of artistic freedom in Cuba is not entirely accurate, says Cuban art expert Marilyn Zeitlin, the director and chief curator of the Art Museum at Arizona State University.
The situation regarding censorship or the need for discretion, one might say, on the part of the artists, varies quite radically within short periods of time. So there are moments when it seems as if a great deal of risk-taking work can be shown and shown openly, and there are other times when that aperture seems to close down. And it depends on what's going on at a higher level.
One of the things that Zeitlin likes about this exhibition is that it shows Cuban artists as cosmopolitan and contemporary, not folksy or doctrinaire.
And I think that that's very important that it do that, because there is such a nostalgia market in Cuba now around a series of clichés that are easily marketed. And this exhibition really goes well past that.
The exhibition has been especially important for the photographers who attended the opening. Travel outside of Cuba is vital, says Enrique de la Hoz, given the United States embargo and the island's bad economy.
Photography is getting very expensive in every way. But my friends, they always bring in paper and chemicals and film. When I go out of the country, I buy some. But I managed to get along with what I get.
An obstacle of monumental proportions is the final image in the show, Manuel Pena's massive black-and-white photograph looking up at a rocky, seemingly unscalable cliff is actually a steeply angled, vastly enlarged photograph of the Malecón, the famous seawall that fronts Havana. curator Tim Ride.
The Malecón is an interesting place, and it's also an interesting concept. This kind of monumental scale that Pina uses really begins to elucidate the idea of the Malecón as this barrier, but a barrier which way? Is it a limit or is it a promise? Is it the end or is it the beginning?
The exhibition Shifting Tides ends at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art on July 1st. In August, it opens in New York before moving on to Chicago in November. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.